This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve Ann Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Well, welcome back. Full cast list in the house. Boom! Woo! Eric McIlroy up in the grill or wherever the thing is. You're back, baby.
I'm back.
Sounding pleased about that as well.
And I'm angry. No, okay. I'm back. I'm happy.
This
Very
time it's
happy.
Personal.
Yeah.
Do you remember how the show works at all?
The little fuzzy mic thing.
Yep.
Earphones, check.
Little fuzzy mic, but if you call him that, HR will bring you in, to, you body shamer.
That's right.
At the start, I've struggled with this, to remember how the heck we get this bad boy started. And what I remembered, because we took the break for Edinburgh, I came back. What we do is stories that we don't have any jokes about. Like these ones. Can I go first on this bad boy?
You may.
Why not? Okay. Jeremy Corbyn's first wife has spoken of his relationship with Diane Abbott. Yep, she helped to split up a marriage and then was voted into office. Now who likes playing divide and rule? You might need to Google that for the reference, but that's fine.
It was good. It was a good reference once you explained it to me.
Yeah, thank you.
At Prime Minister's Questions, David Cameron said he would do everything in his power to help a tiger get sanctuary in the UK, as long as that tiger wasn't from Syria.
Got some bad news about hamsters for him then.
Yeah.
The Lib Dems have said that they're trying to attract Labour voters. Why not? They don't seem to attract many Lib Dem voters these days. It's worth a punt.
It's worth it. Mm. You should try. They got space. They got the room available. In a surprise move, the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, went back to work. Surprising, because most people didn't know she had a job.
Ouch. Did you see her haircut, by the way?
She's got a fringe.
She's got a grown-out fringe. They call it a gringe. It's called a gringe. It's an actual thing. I looked it up because I was thinking the G might stand for gut, like another thing. Turns out that's not the thing.
Yeah, I would imagine you had to look up phrases related to hair.
You body shamer. What is it with you and body shaming today?
I still got the hair. I don't have anything else. I still have the hair.
But hashtag body shamer. I read that in the Metro early today. I just realised I'm going to use that forever. It's so good, body shamer. A newlywed husband in South Wales scooped £100,000 on a scratch card on his wedding day. So now when he says it was the happiest day of my life, he will actually mean it.
I like that one. Pope Francis is visiting the US and Cuba after helping bring the two parties closer together. His next project is to reunite the Labour Party with the Labour Party.
Ouch.
And tricky.
Good luck with that. And I think we are up to date. So So we're about to do a show. That's where we bring Amanda in the head. Do you remember Amanda?
Oh my God,
yes. That's so long.
Amanda, Eric,
so
Eric,
nice
Amanda.
To see you both in the same room.
You look great.
Oh, thanks. See, I get you look great.
No, that's inappropriate. That's like saying stunning on LinkedIn, you sexist.
I wasn't trying to say she looked like shit before.
This is so easy these days. You make any comment about someone, slight negative, body shamer, slightly positive, sexist.
It is.
And even if you said it about me, I'm gender fluid. For during that compliment, I might have been self-declaring as a woman. You sexist.
You're gender fluid.
Yes.
Oh, I've missed this.
That's your mop. Really?
So nice to have you both back.
Thank you. So what's lying ahead of us today?
Well, plenty. Lots.
Oh, well, that's great.
Great, then. So, thank you very much. And
there's more Kim Jong-un news, which I'm ecstatic to report. Which apparently he's been tuning into a very popular radio station, FUBAR Radio.
Oh. Yeah.
Apparently that actually is quite worrying because he's been it's been suspected that he listens to Radio 1 because they've found out that there's one person in North Korea that's been listening to Radio 1 on YouTube.
Right.
And it's, by process of elimination.
I know, I think that's a good point because everyone else who's not Kim Jong-un doesn't have freedom of access to the internet.
Yeah, and would probably get something chopped off of their body for even, trying to Google that if they have Google.
If you listen to Radio 1, I think you should get something chopped off your body.
Yeah,
probably your quiff or your beard, you hipster young people.
But it's only a matter of time before he actually finds us then, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
I think you two should go into hiding now because he's not going to be very happy with you guys,
think,
is he really?
Yeah, he's not actually got any weapons. I think what we should be, on all the podcasts, we should be putting Kim Jong-un news as like a hashtag in the podcast thing so that we are searchable. Because at some point, there will be some pressure that entire nation gets access to free internet. And when they do, they'll start searching Kim Jong-un.
He must get up. He must Google himself as well.
I bet.
There's no way he doesn't Google himself. So he actually might be listening to this right now.
If you're a mad dictator, you're bound to, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
I Google myself and I don't think I'm a mad...
Not the dictator part.
Do you guys Google yourselves?
Never.
I reckon, of course you do.
Used to, but I
there's
I've
no point
lesson.
In me googling myself actually, because it's I've got exactly the same name as an actress, so it's just all about her.
Bitch. Well, I mean, Steve Allen, I mean, that is such a unique name.
Well, that's why the N is there for the stage name, Steve N. Allen, so I'm search engine optimized.
You know, it took me years to figure out that that was like a thing for Steven.
Yeah, I've met so many people who can't work that out. It's amazing.
I only
how
worked
thick
that out about 3
God.
Months ago as well, but then I, that was about God. The same time that I realised that you weren't Larry as well, so that was a big day for me.
that he wasn't Larry?
Yeah, that's the, I'm not Larry.
He's not Larry.
He's not Larry.
That's still right, isn't it?
Yes, go with that.
Okay.
No, oh, no, you're right. Anyway, I'm still struggling to get my head around...
We get a grant for this.
What Steve is or isn't. Mylene Klass in a bit of trouble at the moment because she claims that she released a giant crab on Amsterdam.
We've all done it.
And the local sexual health clinic... was shut down by the terror.
Well, it's apparently she. I'm not clear whether she meant to put it in her luggage or it stowed away in her luggage.
She said it was given to her as a gift by like the hotel, which
right.
I'm not great at giving gifts, but I'm going to sneak a live 3-foot crab into your luggage.
I was going to say because the pictures of these crabs, they are absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, her weight allowance on the plane, she must have had to. I mean, that's.
This is why I claim bullshine on the entire story because who's got enough space in their luggage to have a 3-foot crab put in there?
Who's got time in their lives to make up a story like this, though?
Oh, former singers of Hearsay. Definitely former. Especially the dudes who are in Hearsay.
The dudes? Who are the dudes again?
I don't even know their names anymore.
Was there something called Danny? Will concurs. Yep.
Is he the one who looked like... Which was the Shrek-like one?
Is Danny the Shrek one, Will? Yeah, with the ears,
that was a great mime.
That was, wasn't it? We knew exactly who was impersonating.
And then was there two other blokes or just one other bloke?
One other bloke.
Why are you such a Hearsay expert? Why have we employed a Hearsay expert?
Because the music is for children and Will must have been about 4 or 5 when they were out.
Yeah. It's pure and simple. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, either of you two inadvertently smuggled an animal from overseas? Because I did once.
So you've had crabs as well?
It wasn't that occasion, that time. But it was...
does trouser snake count? Are we doing that angle? Are we doing that level today?
What did you bring?
I don't know if I've already told you guys, actually. When I went to Australia and I came back and I was unpacking and a spider ran out of my rucksack.
Did it make that noise?
It was big. And it just scuttled away before I could get it.
It was a tap dancing spider.
Release it into Hampstead Heath.
It was in is a Turnpike Lane area, but it was about 15 years ago, so I
probably
think
dead.
It's probably fine. Mm. It probably never found anybody to mate with either.
Good point.
It's quite a sad story when you think about it.
In many ways,
it
left an empty, lived an empty life.
So sad.
But then again, so many people ran Turnpike Lane do, so.
Yeah. That's very true.
I think I accidentally just called it Turnpike Lane, but that's...
Although I can't afford to live there now. Anyway, that's a different story.
Such a positive vibe on the show today.
Either of you two got any tattoos?
No.
No.
Not inked in any way?
Nope.
No.
Considering getting inked?
I know that if I look at any pictures of me from pick a number of years ago, I am embarrassed about so much of it. That if I made a style choice now, I know that 10 years from now, I'd be like, what the heck was I thinking?
Yeah.
So no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people... You know,
I'd have like a Fido Dido on my back.
That was cool.
At some point.
Did you have that in America? It was big over here.
Fido Dido.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what either of those words mean. Were they part of Hearsay?
Yep. Yeah. Fido Dido was the third bloke.
That was the third bloke.
Behind the grassy knoll, that one.
Well, apparently there's a growing trend for people to have their tattoos removed from their dead bodies and then have them encased in... glass, you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
If for their loved ones to gaze at forevermore.
Someone wants to tattoo me after I'm dead, go for it. Flipping enjoy it.
Well, I'm thinking of getting a tattoo artist on to maybe persuade you guys that getting inked is a good idea.
If you could get him to get me a Fido Dido or a Nosy Parker on my back
Nosy
somehow.
Yeah. Mr. Nosy Bonk.
I love that we just say it stuff.
Oh, and also, one last thing. How many coffees have you guys had today? Because you're, you know, quite the coffee...
Second
coffee.
That's not too bad, actually, because usually I mean, don't you?
We only woke up like 12 minutes ago.
Right, okay. Because apparently coffee has a weird effect on your body, it's been found. And ooh. I might get a...